Blog Talk Radio.
Revolutionary greetings and hotep, and welcome to the Word from the Point Gold Cup Network Blog Talk Radio Show and Podcast. My name is Kwame Benta, and I am your host today on this July 27th, 2020, on a sunny morning here in Henrico/Richmond, Virginia. Hope everybody had a wonderful, safe, and prosperous weekend and enjoyed every moment of it and got to do some of the things that you enjoyed to do. So once again, we're back here, as always, on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 8:30 a.m. to share some information that my hope is that will help to empower you, motivate you, so that you can live your best life and accomplish all your goals and all your dreams. So today's topic is real simple. If you don't own gold, it's not your fault. Let me repeat that. If you don't own gold, it's not your fault. I got this phrase from Brother Eric Tere Mohammed, and he got it from his father, Stokely Carmichael, also known as Kwame Ture, who is a member of our great family of gold savers and wealth builders. And he said, poverty is a punishment for a crime you did not commit. Poverty is the punishment for a crime you did not commit. But if you learn a few wealth building rules, you can have almost everything that you want. So we're here to talk about some of those wealth building rules that the wealthy teach their children that the poor and middle class don't teach theirs because they don't know. And by implementing these rules, now you're able to build generational wealth. Now, my definition of generational wealth has kind of expanded a little bit since I've been on this journey of wealth building to include not only building generational wealth monetarily, but building generational wealth intellectually also. Because all the money in the world will do you no good if you don't know how to keep it, and what to do with it. And unfortunately, a lot of people who come into some money because they were not taught some of these wealth-building rules end up losing it all. 80% of the people who hit the lottery end up broke in a few years because they never learned wealth principle number one, and that's to pay yourself first. But I want us to also encompass attitude. You must have a positive attitude. No matter what's going on in your life, you should be able to always pull out something that's positive that can help propel you through whatever you're going through. You see, we don't lose, we learn. And if we don't know, we ask questions and we get help so that we can continue to grow. Because if you stop learning, you stop growing. So we must have a positive attitude, always grow, always be open to new information. Never think you know everything because nobody does. Also, another wealth principle or rule is to honor your temple. Take care of your health. Because with all the money in the world, if you don't have good health, what good is it going to do you? When I say take care of your temple, I mean complete mind, body, spirit, and physical. You must nurture and take care of your body because it's the only one that you have, and you want it to be able to function all the way to the very end at its highest level. So you must drink plenty of water, not tap water, straight out the tap, people. Filter that water out because there's a lot of chemicals and things that are contaminating your body if you drink it out of the tap. Sterilize it if you have to boil it off, whatever you must do, but don't drink water out of the tap. But you must drink water because 80% of your body is made out of water. Water is life. Okay. Also, you must learn to pay yourself first, but you must make sure that it's not paper. Paper does not save. It's a liability. When I say paper, I'm talking about the U.S. dollar or any other fiat currency that's circulating on the planet. It doesn't save because of a thing called inflation. But you must learn that at least 10% of everything that you earn from this moment forward is for you to keep forever. Let me repeat that. 10% of everything that you earn from this moment on should be yours to keep forever beyond your lifetime. Generational wealth is what we need to start thinking about. Generational wealth monetarily, generational wealth intellectually. Pass on to our children's children what we've learned so they don't make the same mistakes that we made and so they don't have to struggle and suffer and live from paycheck to paycheck wondering what's next, what's going on. Right now, in 2020, we're going through a COVID-19 global health crisis. There's a virus that they say is highly contagious, so everybody just about is walking around with a mask on their face because they say it's highly contagious, which pass judgment on it, but it seems very suspect to me. But right now, everybody needs to try to find a way to make money from home because we have over 50 million people in the United States in the last 2.5 months have applied for unemployment. They got an extra $600 on top of their unemployment per month. And a lot of people, because they don't know how money works, are just not. They're trying to save it in paper or they spend it on worthless junk. If you are collecting unemployment, this is an opportunity for you to start a home-based business from the comfort of your home. For free, people. It doesn't cost you anything to start this business. It takes less than 5 minutes to register. Once you do that, you're in business for yourself in over countries. Now, what do? We pay ourselves first in physical gold. And we share with other people how to protect their savings from confiscation through inflation and any economic crisis or collapse that appears to be happening right now. Gold is real money. Everything else is credit. J.P. Morgan said this in 1912 when he testified in front of Congress right before the Federal Reserve was created, which is not a part of the federal government. It is actually a private banking cartel owned by a group of very, very, very wealthy families who took control of the United States monetary system in 1913. And soon after that, they started requiring us to pay income taxes, people. And if you have a regular job, a W-2 job, almost half of your earnings is going towards taxes. A home-based business is a way to minimize the amount of taxes that you have to pay so that you can keep your wealth. But like I said, You must learn to pay yourself first, but you don't want to save paper. You want to save gold. Our gold is physical gold. It's not ETF fake gold that you see on the stock market. Right now, spot price of gold is about $19.40 per ounce. In 1970, an ounce of gold was about $35. Let me give you a quick figure real quick so you can kind of visualize why you want to save gold and not paper. In 1971, right when Richard Nixon, the president of the United States, took the U.S. dollar off the gold standard, an ounce of gold was $35. 1 gram of gold can get you about 20, no, correction, an ounce of gold, could, no, a gram of gold could get you about 5 loaves of bread, and $1 bill could get you about 4 loaves of bread in 1971. Well, fast forward to today. That same gram, and we're talking about grams, could get you about 25 loaves of bread. But that same dollar from 1971 cannot buy you a loaf of bread, people. So if you're saving paper, you're being robbed. So we want to help you get everything that you want. And this is the key right here. In order to get everything that you want, you have to help other people get what they want. You see, this is about helping others. We don't want your money. We want you to want your money. We want you to realize that you're being robbed by saving paper. So you need to open up a savings account through Karen Bars International, which is a 9-year-old company operating in over 149 countries. FedEx delivers our gold to our front door, or they will store your gold in your private vault for free. You could save as little as $10 at a time. About 2 years ago, I would have said you could save as little as $5 at a time. But now, that tenth of a gram of gold is getting close to about $10 now for a tenth of a gram. Gold is going up in value, and it's going to keep going up in value. But your dollar bill, your currency, is going to continue to lose its value. The U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its buying power, its value, since it was created. If you lost 98% of your power, you would be on life support. And that's what the dollar is on, people. It's on life support. And the only thing that's holding it up is your belief that it's real money. It's not real money because it's not a safe store of value or wealth. But gold is tier one asset. Gold is the money of kings and queens. If you consider yourself a king or a queen and you don't have gold, then I'm going to question whether you really are one or not. My name is Kwame Benton. I hope I share something that might light a spark that might get you to want to open up a free gold savings account. Start saving in gold and share with other people. That's right. If you share this with other people, you can actually get paid in gold and in silver. Gold and in cash to build generational wealth monetarily and intellectually. Because you're going to learn what the school system don't want you to know about money. Join our family of gold savers and wealth builders. We'll be back here again on Wednesday at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with some more information to help you take control of your family's finances today and for generations to come. Be safe, be well, and we'll see you at the top. Peace. Power and love.